This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden saw firsthand the striking devastation in two Kentucky towns rendered unrecognizable by deadly tornadoes as he offered prayers and comfort Wednesday to residents left homeless with their lives uprooted. AP's Jennifer King reports.
President Biden has been seeing firsthand the devastating storm damage in Kentucky.
I'm here to listen.
From a helicopter, he viewed neighborhoods in the town of Mayfield, pockmarked by piles of debris and homes without roofs.
As you fly over here, as I've done in the past, I've not seen this tornado damage, this much damage from a tornado. You think, but for the grace of God, why was I not 100 yards outside that line?
The president met with local officials at an airport briefing and said federal aid would continue to flow.
There's no red tornadoes or blue tornadoes. There's no red states or blue states when this stuff starts to happen.
More than 30 tornadoes tore through 8 states over the weekend, killing at least 88 people. Thousands of residents have lost their homes or are without utilities. I'm Jennifer King.
With inflation in the United States surging, the Federal Reserve is pulling back its support for the economy at a quicker pace. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In an abrupt policy shift, the Fed announced it will shrink its monthly bond purchases at twice the pace it previously announced, likely ending them in March. The bond purchases were intended to hold down long-term interest rates, but the Fed says they're no longer needed, with unemployment falling and inflation at a near 40-year high. That accelerated timetable puts the Fed on a path to start raising interest rates in the first half of next year. And the Fed's new forecast suggests the central bank will raise its benchmark short-term rate, now pinned near zero, 3 times next year, up from just 1 rate hike projected in September. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News.